The Kaiser has a sis, and I'm a blank one. List the qualms you have, and if they stick, they will drown you in a creek, in the neck of a woods that was populated by Tired Nation on the fly. Everybody knows advice that was given up for free. Lots of details to discern, lots of details, but hi-ho, silver ride. Hi-ho, silver ride. Takes another ride to make me howl. Get off the air, I'm on the stereo, stereo. My baby, 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 baby gave me malaria, the stereo.
Cabinet stock with spirit I could drink. Ocean's wild who rises, no one scores. Copy me in alcohol.
Brand new music from Cincinnati's own Never Knew here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Name of the track is Sculling Either Or. Before the Never Knew, how about something from Pavement? Pavement with Stereo also played Boston Mass's Moving Targets and Away From Me in that set of music. Seven Simons gave us Lavender Bubbles and started off the entire set was an Elf Power and Quivering Cake. Quivering Quake. Quake. Woo! I think the Mockster's done. We are approaching the top of the hour. You've been listening to the Viva La Mock radio program with me, Paul, your host. If you have a suggestion for a song or just want to say hi, reach out in an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. And welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Tonight, we're going to go back 100 years in time. 1922 was the year of Brazil's independence centennial. It was a time where the winds of change were blowing through the country's art world. And for that, 1922 was also the year that started putting Brazilian art on the international map. That was when a week of modern art, the Semana de Arte Moderna, happened, which was presented together with government-organized celebrations. For a few days, artists constructed, deconstructed, performed, sculpted, gave lectures, read poetry, and created some of the most avant-garde works ever seen in Brazil so far. Those events were focused on modernism, therefore lectures about modern art were given, new styles of music were played, and contemporary poems were read aloud. Today, we recognize the Week of Modern Art of 1922 as a pivotal moment in the development of modern art in Brazil. At the time, however, it was greeted with expressions of anger, horror, fear, or derision. The public at times had extremely hostile reactions to the week's events, including jeers, catcalls, curses, and other disruptive behavior. What was at the forefront of those artists was a desire to rid Brazil of imported art, literature, ideas, and ideology. The country was celebrating 100 years of freedom from Portuguese oppression. All that happened in the Teatro Municipal de São Paulo. There were 3 days of events, and music was included in all of them. We're going to play in this program some of the music that was performed in those days. Let us start with two short piano pieces that were written by Heitor Villa-Lobos, Valsa Mística and O Ginete do Pierrozinho. Was a piece from Carnaval das Crianças with Nelson Freire, and before that, Valsa Mística with Deborah Halas. We are playing the music that was performed 100 years ago in the Semana de Arte Moderna, Modern Art Week, that happened in São Paulo, the first concert on the 11th of February, 1922. One of the most substantial pieces of that concert was the Piano Trio No. 2, also by Heitor Villa-Lobos. Thank you. just heard the scherzo and finale of the second piano trio by Heitor Villa-Lobos, with Richard Malone violin, Tanya Lisboa cello, and Miriam Braga piano. We're listening tonight to the music that was played in a series of concerts of the Semana de Arte Moderna, Modern Art Week, that happened in São Paulo, Brazil, 100 years ago. Modern European music was also included. Here are two pieces, one by Eric Satie and the other one by Claude Debussy. Minstrels by Claude Debussy with the wonderful pianist Menachem Pressler. And before that, De Drie of Talma, which is a piece written by Eric Satie and played by Katja Labeck. And we continue with music that was performed in the Modern Art Week in 1922. We're going to listen to two movements of the Cello Sonata No. 2 by Villa-Lobos.
Thank you.
third and fourth movement of the Cello Sonata No. 2 by Heitor Villa-Lobos. The cello was played by Tania Lisboa and the piano by Miriam Braga. In case you're just joining us, tonight we're listening to music that was heard on the Semana de Arte Moderna, Modern Art Week, a cultural festival held in São Paulo Teatro Municipal on the 13th, 15th and 17th of February, exactly 100 years ago. The then young artist participated in a series of concerts, readings, lectures, dances and exhibitions of art that was consciously declaring their cultural independence from traditional forms and styles and announcing the arrival of Brazilian modernism. There were exhibitions of paintings, architectures and sculptures in other areas of the theater where Anita Malfatti, Di Cavalcanti, Victor Brecheret, these are very well-known names in the arts in Brazil. There were also poetry readings by Menotti Del Picchia, Guilherme de Almeida, Ronald de Carvalho, Mário de Andrade and Oswald de Andrade. Many of these artists in the following years spent their time traveling between Brazil and Europe, especially Paris. To highlight what I just said, let us listen to the Quarteto Simbólico by Villa-Lobos. Listen to the very unique sounds of the combination of flute, alto sax, harp, and celesta, also with a female chorus. Thank you.
Thank you.
You just heard the first and third movements of the exquisite Quarteto Simbólico by Villa-Lobos. The performers were Karen Jones, Kyle Horsch, Hugh Webb, and Pamela Lydiard. This program presented music that was played 100 years ago in the Modern Art Week that happened in São Paulo in 1922. Let us finish the program with one more piece. This is Farrapos by Villa-Lobos with the piano of Clélia Irzum. Thank you so much for listening to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. Hope to meet you again next Friday at 7 p.m. on WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh or streaming from wrct.org. And stay with the music of Heitor Villa-Lobos.
This is Greg Keeler. with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
If you could hear me now, if you could hear me somehow, if you could hear the words that I'm thinking about a world on fire, good thoughts lost in the mire, and it seems like no one's listening. If you could see me now, if you could see me somehow, if you could see the world where we're living, where the money's in charge and the black coal barge, and there's no more fish to be fishing. If you could hear me now, if you could hear me somehow, if you could hear what my soul is screaming, that we are one in the land of the sun, and there's no more fear of dreams. Prosperity for all. Let the flowers.